Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Ava, and today we're doing an overview of the study on childhood adversity and resilience among RCMP cadets. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP and lead researcher of the PTSS lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Ava. I'm excited to share some of our research.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's dive right in. So, can you tell me about the motivation behind this study? What's the reason for looking into childhood adversity and resilience among cadets?
Public safety personnel are frequently exposed to potentially psychologically traumatic events during their work, but there is less understanding regarding adverse experiences that they may have faced before entering the profession. Adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs for short, include child maltreatment, household challenges, and peer victimization, and are known to have long-term negative impacts. These experiences may undermine PSP resilience, limiting their ability to function and adapt to their work requirements. The current study was designed to understand how specific ACEs may impact resilience among RCMP cadets at the start of their training.
That's an important area to look into. Evaluating the impact of ACEs could help with understanding the individual differences in stress responses among cadets. So can you tell me how you conducted the research for this study?
We surveyed 597 cadets, 75% of whom were male, who completed a full assessment before beginning the cadet training program. Cadets completed all items on the Brief Resilience Scale, the Life Events Checklist for the DSM-5, the 10-item Emotion Regulation Questionnaire, and the Childhood Stressor Screen. We used statistical analyses to explore associations between ACEs and self-perceived resilience, adjusting for sociodemographic variables and emotional regulation.
That sounds like a thorough and well-rounded approach. So, what did you find from the results? Was there any correlation between ACEs and resilience among the cadets?
Yes. The results supported the hypothesis that ACEs are associated with decreased resilience in cadets before training. Specifically, child maltreatment such as physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect, intimate partner violence, and experiences of peer victimization are statistically significantly associated with decreased resilience relative to other cadets. However, we need to keep in mind that as a whole, all cadets are still more resilient than the general population. We also found that cadets who relied on emotional suppression had lower resilience. Suppression can reduce emotional connection with others and may increase the risk of mood disorders. Fortunately, the emotional resilience skills training provided by the RCMP to cadets can help address such challenges.
Those are some crucial findings. It really highlights how early experiences and coping styles can carry over into professional life and impact mental health down the line. So, how might this inform future support for cadets?
The results underscore the importance of addressing the effects of childhood adversity before or during training. The emotional resilience skills training currently provided during cadet training is designed to help cadets engage more constructively with their emotions. This kind of training may be especially beneficial for those with ACEs, helping to build stronger foundations for resilience and long-term mental health.
That's great to hear. It's good that there is support in place for cadets in this situation. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nick, and for helping us better understand how childhood adversity impacts resilience among RCMP cadets.
Thank you, Ava. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day.